Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Welcome back in. Final hour. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. And as we do every Monday morning at 8 o'clock, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, good morning. How are you?
I am better than Joe, but better than most, but I'm okay.
That's good. I'm glad you're better than Joe.
Yeah, I mean, better than me. It's not saying a ton. Are you better than Arden Key, who apparently is, like, furious at PK?
That's Arden Key, man. Come on. That just goes with the territory.
Taking Instagram shots at Kuharski, saying nobody likes it.
I've never been around him when he wasn't, like, the cheeriest guy in the room, Arden Key.
Yeah, but he was probably smiling when he tweeted that.
He probably was.
That's probably true.
Probably was.
He and Kuharski.
Well, he's about to be really busy. I mean, as we know, I mean, Arden Key let us in on the secret that now the coaching staff corrects things when they go wrong on the field.
That's right.
He's about to be real busy this week.
Yeah, very different kind
of
training
camp. Well, we know they didn't correct injury problems for 3 years.
They did not.
Maybe there's some truth to that.
They did not. It is true. Corey, we were having this discussion about Will Levis earlier. The hypothetical, and we love this time of year when everybody starts coming out with a quarterback list, but if Will Levis gets into top 15 quarterback area this year in terms of his ranking, number one, would you take that if you're a Titans fan? And number two, is that an attainable path for Will Levis in year two?
You know, I'd have to have the whole list in front of me.
There's a lot of good ones before you get down to the 20s.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there are. Do I think it's possible? Yeah, with this offense where he's actually going to throw the ball, and you know, with actual weapons around him, with you know Ridley and Hopkins and Boyd and Pollard and Spears, I certainly think it's possible. And with the coaching that he's going to get, I certainly think it's possible. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I think that's lofty though. I mean, you go through the names. Well, I'm not saying it's impossible either, but. You go through the names. I mean, you're in very good territory still, well into the teens. If he were to do that to me, Corey, I think it wouldn't maybe be over or a slam dunk, but it'd be pretty clear that he'd be on his way to being the Titans guy, right?
Absolutely. I mean, look, my expectations are high. I mean, I expect him to throw for 4,000 yards this year if he stays healthy. Because you know he averaged like 220 something a game last year with that offensive line, with those weapons, you know, in a run heavy Derrick Henry offense. So with this offense, I would think he could average well over that. And so, you know, I do have lofty, you know, expectations, and I do think he's made of the right stuff. He still has a ton to prove. I'm not sitting here writing checks saying Will Levis is the next great thing. I think he's got it in him, and I think they've got the plan to make it work. But they've all got to prove it. I mean, shoot, Brian Callahan's got to prove it at this point. And just because a quarterback throws for a lot of yards doesn't always make him a great quarterback. You know, you've got to be able to do it in the clutch, and you've got to not turn the football over. You know, Jameis Winston's thrown for a lot of yards.
Yep.
He's thrown for a lot of yards for both teams. That's the problem. And so, you know, there'll be more to it than throwing for 3,500 or 4,000 yards or whatever there is to it. I expect if he stays healthy, though, for the stats to look pretty good. Now, you know, we know me. I'm not the biggest Trevor Lawrence guy out there. Do I think he could be better than Trevor Lawrence at the end of the year? Maybe. But I don't think Trevor Lawrence has shown me that much after 3 years where I'm like, wow, he's a top 15 quarterback. I know some of the heads last year going in wanted to make him top five. He certainly proved he was not. Okay. So, you know, there's one where you went in thinking, well, he's got Peterson and he's got weapons, right? And he was the first overall pick and he had a very year last year. So, I mean, that's a cautionary tale. And I'm interested to see how those two guys – I'm more interested to see how those two guys stack up than how he stacks up with Richardson in Indianapolis, because we'll only have like a three-game sample for Richardson when the season's over.
Yeah, on the training camp front, you know, Levis, part of this aside, because, you know, we're about to get into the time of year, Corey, where everything he does, everything he says, every throw he makes is going to be scrutinized and overanalyzed and all that stuff. But
yeah,
as we head into training camp, what are some things about this team that you're most curious to learn as Brian Callahan embarks on year one?
Well, I mean, you know, the offensive line is number one. The games are won inside out, regardless of who you got on the outside. If you can't protect the quarterback at all, you're generally not going to be in business. And so, you know, can Skoronski take it to another level? How good is Latham? And are those guys on the right side going to be good enough? I mean, it's really curious, you know, for me to see. So, I mean, to me, you know, I'm pretty confident the guys they've got to get the football to can play. You know, they've got to have the guys who allow them to get the football. And so, you know, I think we said last night on Sports Extra, we talked about things that we knew about this team. Well, one of them was we knew the offensive line would be better coached. And so we felt like whatever the offensive line gave them was the best that that group has. And so, you know, we'll learn if they need new players or something else. Because we feel like Callahan will put those players in the best position to be successful. So that remains number one. They've corrected some shortcomings with talent. You know, the corner situation is corrected with talent. The wide receiver situation is corrected with talent. You know, you've got a proven guy at center and a first-round pick at left tackle, but that group still has to prove it in a big, big way. So that remains it. And then can any of these guys on the edge – step up, because they have not invested there this offseason. You can't correct every problem in one offseason. I truly recognize that. We'll see what Rashad Weaver brings this year. But I'm watching Caleb Murphy and I'm watching Thomas Rush, because I want to see if one of those guys can elevate and help this team. I'm not saying can one of those guys be a starter for this team. I mean, can one of those guys be a consistent contributor for this team? I mean, Murphy's a kid who had 22 sacks. I know it's Division II, but give me a list of five guys who've ever had 22 sacks in Division II, all right? It doesn't happen. So he's got a knack for hitting the quarterback. We saw it in the preseason. I think he led the team in sacks in the preseason. You know, there's more to it than that, but, you know, can he elevate his game to this level? Because the great ones generally can. And so we'll see if he can do that. And Rush was a guy who was a priority UDFA for them last year. And you watch him in practice, and, you know, you see he's a bigger, thicker guy who's got some power to him. And I'm looking forward to seeing him on the field. I'm not making any promises for him. I'm not trying to blow him up. You know, I'm not Mason Kinseying him. I'm just saying – I want to see what he can do. I want to see if he can give this team something. If he can't, he can't. But he's one I'm interested to watch.
Speaking of things you know, Corey, what would you say you know about this defense? Because I could even make the case that I got a range of possibilities for 98 this year. What do you know about this defense?
Well, I know they're going to take chances, okay? I know they're gonna go after people. They're gonna give up big plays, and they're gonna make big plays, because that's what they're gonna be after. And I think, you know, they've written that check at cornerback to take those chances. And so I think that's what I know about this defense.
Yeah, I mean the Simmons part of this is also really interesting, just in terms of, like, everybody knows Jeffrey Simmons is a really, really good player. There have been some injury concerns the last couple of years. He's getting paid a lot of money to be an elite player. And I do think, Corey, there's another level that he needs to take his game to this year. Well, do you agree with that?
Well, you know what? I think we have seen his game at a really high level. I mean, it was a couple of years ago where after like the first 5-6 weeks, maybe eight, he was in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, his numbers were there right at like a sack a game, and then he got hurt. And so, you know, the staying healthy part is the big part for him. because even though, you know, the games played may be higher, you know, we saw him play through an ankle that he was trying to get his team to the playoffs.
Yep.
And that's why he kept going out. He was a shell of himself. We also know that no player's been double teamed more, right, in the last like 3 years than him. So, you know, that's part of doing your job. You know, other guys have got to make plays in that situation, and he wins some of those battles. Maybe he can take it to another level. When he's healthy, he's really good. And I'm just fine with the level he's at. What I need to see is him stay healthy. Now, the good news from that front is he has not had the catastrophic injury. He has not had, you know, the knee or the hip or anything like that. It's been ankles most of the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, he's got to find a way to keep from getting rolled up on, you know, down there. Maybe a few less snaps. I don't know, but they didn't invest on that position either.
If you had to make a choice here between one of these guys ready to go, full speed from day one, Nicholas Petitfrère, T'Vondre Sweat, which one would you choose?
T'Vondre Sweat.
That was quick.
That was quick.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I mean, because what do I think the player can be? All right. I think the ceiling is higher for T'Vondre Sweat. All right. I think, you know, he can be a wrecking ball in the middle for this team, and he needs to be healthy and he needs to be in shape, because if he shows up not healthy and not in shape, then number one, he's probably going to get hurt. Okay. Cause if he comes in out of shape, he's probably going to get hurt. And then he's going to be battling all season. He's going to be battling all season to get there. And, you know, like I said, they didn't invest heavily. They brought in Sebastian Joseph Key, and he's a good player. But, you know, if Sweat can't be there, then they're thin. They're thin at that spot. And you've seen their excitement for him, okay? They think he can be an important piece. So that tells me that piece needs to be out there. We've seen Nicholas Petitfrère. Now, we haven't seen him with Bill Callahan, so I'd like to see what Bill Callahan can do with him. But I don't think anybody would look at Nicholas Petitfrère as irreplaceable at this point. You know, maybe he develops into that player. I hope so. He's a nice kid. He's a super smart kid. He's, you know, really big. And I think he's got some athleticism to him. But again, he's one where you said, does he need to take his game to another level? Absolutely.
Well, Corey, we've almost made it. Training camp is this week. We'll have some preseason football right around the corner. Thanks for taking time to be with us this morning.
You know what? I managed to carve out a few minutes of my day.
You did.
And I almost hung up after listening to the Rex rant, but, you know, I hung around.
Hey, well, you know. Go ahead.
No, let me ask you this, okay? I know you hate Jordan, and that's fine.
I don't hate Jordan.
He does.
Okay. And look, I am down with, you can make the arguments that LeBron's the best ever. I'm not going to fight you that you can totally make that argument.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally agree with what you have to say about international competition. It is such a different story today than it was then. So I don't have a problem with that.
LeBron
could play at any era. No, I'm saying LeBron could play at any era. The great ones could play at any era. LeBron could certainly play in that era.
Right.
But you can't tell me that if Jordan played today, he wouldn't average 35 a game.
Oh, Jordan would be. I wouldn't say they
play defense now.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't argue otherwise. Yeah, Jordan is prime would be a great player in the NBA today. Absolutely, a lot of the guys in the league back then.
35 to 40 a game.
So they
don't play defense. He played in a league where you were allowed to body slam him in the lane.
Yeah, we could go on and on around this. I'll say this though, this game has now embraced spacing and the 3-point shot, which he did later in his career. You know, his game, he could
develop whatever part of his game he wanted to develop.
I don't know that he's scoring. I don't know that he's scoring a ton more per game now than he did then. Yes, he got body slammed sometimes. You watch those games. We act like he got body slammed constantly. I mean, yeah, Lambeer would clothesline him, right? I get that.
But it was a different league then. You could check people at the 3-point line.
There are also dudes who would be laughed at if they tried to play in the NBA today, all over the league.
You know, you're right. You're right. The league is better now. There are way more better players. There's without question. But one of the reasons that there's more better players is you're allowed to shoot the basketball. All right. Now, believe me, I'm all for letting players' true athletic ability shine. It was because we could have this, a similar conversation about the NHL. you know, there were guys who couldn't really skate, but they could beat the crap out of people, so they were allowed to stay in the league, and they jumbled up the game, and then they finally said, we need to allow people to skate and create scoring and create offense, and they changed the rules in the NHL as well, for the better, and now those guys aren't in the league anymore either. And so, yeah, I mean, look, we could go down the Bulls, and we can laugh at some of the players Jordan played with. I mean, do you think Bill Cartwright could have played today?
No.
Bill Cartwright.
Dave Corzine? I mean, I could go on and on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Bill Wennington?
Good God, no.
Yeah. No, I mean, this
all
is
right, we all agree,
I mean,
then.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so, and Jordan scored 30 a game with those clowns on his team. Come on.
There we go.
I mean, someone had to score.
Thank you, Corey. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, Corey.
Later. Bye.
Corey Curtis from News 2, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts on what Corey had to say. Get back into the Will Levis conversation. Is top 15 in the league attainable for Will Levis this year? We'll get into that. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keys are here with you on this Monday morning. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines. Text lines operational, baby. Back in there. 615-737-1025, our phone number.
Some error is no longer occurring.
Yeah, some error was fixed.
I texted PK, by the way, because Arden Key has attacked Paul Kuharski on the internet. This. Has attacked him.
Yes.
This is shocking to me. You want to read Arden Key's? You
know, I'll
read it. Sanitize and read his message he wrote about PK?
This is from Arden Key's Instagram 11 hours ago. His story.
Sunday night, just had to post something.
Quote, I'm going to say it probably the first time in Titan history. Paul Kuharski, don't nobody bleep with you or respect you, buddy. Next question. This is what Arden Key had to say.
What the heck?
That seems very random. I need to go back and, like, did Kuharski come out with something last night that would have upset Arden Key?
I mean, no, I don't know. He Kuharski says it makes no sense. He said, but he doesn't even know what I said. Well, that's the thing. So this has to be up with the Derrick Henry thing, right? I mean, if Derrick Henry dunks on Kuharski, then like probably a lot of like Titans players probably see like that more likely than just your random Kuharski tweet or whatever. First of all, I'm going to say it probably the first time in Titan history. No, dude.
No, man. There's a long
list. You are not a trailblazer, Arden. I hate to break this to you. You are not breaking new ground here, okay? You are not.
Guys, I got a real controversial take.
You are not Magellan on this one, okay? There.
But Kuharski, I got a problem with you. I don't care who knows it.
Yeah. I know everyone else has always loved you forever, but I got something different for the people. But yeah, Arden Key is like the happiest, nicest dude ever all the time. He loves talking. Well, he likes answering questions.
My favorite part of this is it was Sunday night at like 9 o'clock when this happened. Like, what could possibly be going on? Where he's like, by the way, Paul Kuharski, nobody likes you or respects you. Get out of here.
Hopefully it means that Arden Key takes breaks from social media, which everybody should.
Yeah.
I try to. Like, I try to, like, do a weekend and just stay off it.
I did this last week. It was nice.
Yeah. And then he caught up and he saw Derrick Henry dunking on him and was like, oh, baby.
Maybe so.
Now I'm going to – I'll be the second person who's been mad at Paul Kuharski. I mean, Derrick was just having fun with him anyway. I mean, Derrick Henry had a good relationship with Kuharski. That's wild. Now, there is – you know, there is the thing that happened with Kuharski's phone and Arden Key, so maybe that's part of it, too.
There is that.
If you know, you know. Measuring cheek size. What? Good job, Nick. Nick was ready on the draw on that one.
That was good.
Yeah, so maybe that has something to do with it, right?
Maybe so.
I don't know. My goodness. I can't wait to get to camp and ask him why he hates Paul Kuharski.
Yeah.
And I promise Kuharski that I'm going to ask Jeff Simmons because, you know, Kuharski – like someone else we know, it's funny how they have some commonalities, Kuharski and Stilly, is Mr. No one asked a tough question, you know, that garbage. So I was like, fine, I'll ask Simmons, you know, who he's mad at, okay? I'll fall on the sword and ask Jeff who he's mad at in the media. So you can just sit there quietly, and then he'll look at you and yell at you.
There you go.
Interesting. What is up, Paul? I actually love how he called him Paul Kuharsk, too.
Yeah, there's not even the Y at the end of it. Just Paul Kuharsk.
Takes the Y off his name. You don't even get the Y. I'm going to take the Y off your name.
Another training camp story to monitor. Kuharsky and Arden Key heading into it. Should be fun.
Josh from White House says, Key for president. Give Kuharsky a break, folks.
Yeah. I mean, in this situation, I can't even see what he's done.
I mean,
I don't know what he's done to offend.
He went overboard on his little take on Derrick Henry, as he tends to do at times. And then Derrick Henry dunked on him. We all laughed about it. Let's all have fun and have some training camp. But man.
Jeez.
Starting out
hot. Spicy. 615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. We will get back into the Will Levis discussion coming up next. Is there have you found something?
Just look at the last text in the text, and I'm not reading
okay,
it.
Okay, I got you. I see it now. Very good stuff. Well, coming up next, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Arden Key catching some strays on the text line. Jimmy on the text line says, didn't know Key was still on the team with his lack of production. If he was half as good of his job as PK is, he'd be great. It's from Jimmy on the text line.
From H-ville.
Yeah.
Wow. There is also a texter who says, Arden has found the ... key to my heart, hating Paul.
Oh boy.
Paul is very
polarizing.
He is polarizing, but I'm with all of you who think he's good at his job. And also, man, Arden Key. I can't wait. I mean, I'm just going to ask him, what did Kuharsky do to you? I hope Kuharsky's there. But then again, that's actually an interesting it's the first time I've thought of this. And it's a big deal. I mean, at least it is to us. Maybe it's not to listeners and fans as much, but the access level is going to be really interesting here in camp. I really hope Brian Callahan lets the professional athletes be professional athletes and speak and be available.
Better put Arden Key out there. We've got a lot to talk about with Arden Key right now.
Yeah.
And how much correcting is going on?
If it's picking, whatever, a handful of guys after every practice, I bet you Arden will be a while.
It'll be 2 weeks before we see Arden Key.
I say come right out and let's get this story while it's hot.
615-737-1025 is our phone number, which may have been the greatest hashtag ever developed on this show. Good stuff. The Will Levis discussion. Is there a path to him being a top 15 quarterback this year? This conversation started with you and PK last week about, if you're a Titans fan, I think you'd be crazy not to sign up for that. Like if he was in the top 15 at the end of the year, I think that's a great development for him.
Huge development.
And for the Tennessee Titans.
Huge even.
Even huge. Is it attainable? I mean, you start listing off the quarterbacks. There's pretty darn good quarterbacks, even down to 15, 16, 17. So is there an attainable path for Will Levis to get there? How do you view that discussion? And is a top 15 type of season, in your opinion, for him necessary if the Titans are going to find their way into the playoffs?
Second thing, no. No. I think they can make the playoffs if he could be – I mean, probably top 25, 20, low 20s, something like that. I mean, this defense, as we've talked about, is so all over the map in the possibilities that there is a scenario where it's really good.
Could be.
And it all comes together, and Levis isn't great, and they win 9 games and sneak in as a 7th. There's a way without Levis being great. If he is – though, not again, that's not great. Top 15 isn't great. Top 15 is really good in the NFL right now.
Yes.
Really good. So if he is that, I have a hard time seeing them not be right there. I would have to think they'd be right there for it. Now maybe that's an error. Then the defense is 2020 Titans defense. And, Sweat can't get on the field. And Sneed's all of a sudden is hurt now, and he's missing some games, and they're terrible at middle linebacker, and they're
can't rush
bad at safety. Yeah. They don't have enough edge rushing, and So Levis's great season is all for naught. But the bottom line is, regardless of the team results, you want the top 15. Whatever else happens, if you get that, the future is looking brighter.
That's what this season is about to me. It is about him. And how good can he be? At the end of it, do you feel pretty good about the direction you're heading with him as the leader of your franchise? Like that's what this year is about. I mean, we went through the names earlier. I mean, there's Mahomes and Burrow and Jackson. I mean, there's a lot of really good quarterbacks, down to Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love and Jared Goff. Like it's pretty deep in terms of the quarterback pool, the starters, of how far you got to get down there before you start running into some questionable quarterbacks. So, is it attainable for him to be in the top 15? It's attainable. I think it's going to be really hard. Like I think it's a really, really high bar for him to get to in his second year. Now, I'm with you. I don't think he necessarily has to do that for them to be in the playoff push. But, like, just put yourself in that conversation. Like, even if you're not top 15, put yourself in the conversation with the Kirk Cousinses and with, you know, Trevor Lawrence.
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love. Like, if you can do that,
Brock Purdy,
then you're going to be in a pretty good spot, right? I mean, right now, from a national perspective, he's not close to those conversations. I mean, not close. And I'm not saying he should be based on a 9-game sample size, but you're hoping that with some of the foundational pieces they've laid down around him this year and with a new system coming in under Brian Callahan, that elevates his game and that highlights what he's good at, and that at the end of the year you got a pretty good – I mean, it's an important year for him. Like, let's say the opposite happens and he's bad and you get to the end of the year and you don't feel really good at all about his season and the year that he's had. I mean, the Titans could conceivably move on from him after this year. I'm not saying that they will, but, like, that's on the tape.
It happens.
It's a big – I mean, we know this. It's a big year for him, and it could go either way in terms of how you view him at the end of the year. So, if you're viewing him closer to a top 15 quarterback in the league after year two, then I'm not saying that you've totally figured it out then, but you're feeling pretty good about his direction at the end of the year.
No doubt. I mean, you get into the low 20s, and you're in, you know, it's Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr. I mean, Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
What's he going to be this year? I don't know. But even like a Deshaun Watson, as problematic as that has been, that's still someone who has played at a high level in this league. I mean, you're in Kyler Murray territory, Geno Smith. I mean, you know, these are at least solid, maybe not consistent. Everything's not great, but pretty good quarterbacks. So top 15 would be a huge deal. And, yeah, look, I'm sticking with my prediction that he's going to make progress and that he's going to be pretty good this year and that he's going to be the quarterback next year, but that it's not going to necessarily be that big deal must be his.
Yep.
But there's the scenario of that, of, oh, my gosh, of course he's a guy, and there's the scenario of, yeah, he's definitely not the guy.
Yeah.
That's why, but one of many things that makes this team so interesting.
Chase from Bellevue says, don't think he takes that huge of a jump this year, but it's for sure possible with the receiving core and the weapons in the backfield. Dylan on the text line says, would a Brett Favre comparison be good for Levis? I think he had a strong arm like Favre. Both take chances with the deep ball. Both needed to work with touch passes, being soft with it, having checkdowns. Only downside to Favre was the interceptions, but Favre would have two interceptions in a game but four touchdowns that same game. What do you think of the Brett Favre?
I don't hate the comparison. Now, you're talking about an athlete I hated. Boy, has he carried that through to his post-football career. But that I don't hate it. The Brett Favre –
you may know where a good volleyball game could be around here.
Oh, man. What a guy.
Any money for one? Build a facility?
Yeah. Anybody for you has texts recently? He sent some interesting texts in his life. A variety of – what a guy. But he had such a big arm. And that was part of the – I feel like Favre just could throw it through the wall kind of guy. Yeah. Huge arm. Yes, he would definitely gamble, make mistakes. But, I mean, he was great. That's if Levis could be that guy and make those mistakes and then but produce like that, yeah, of course you'll take that. It's Hall of Fame quarterback,
right?
But that's asking a lot.
Even not to that extreme though, like the style
comparison. Yeah, there's a little bit of that.
I think there's a little bit of it. Like, Will Levis has the physical tools to be a good quarterback. We saw him make some throws last year that, you know, are elite-level throws. Now, there are plenty of guys like, you know, Jamarcus Russell could make some elite-level throws too, but can you do it on a consistent basis, timing it right, everything that goes into it from the mental standpoint at the quarterback position? That's why it's one of the hardest jobs in sports, maybe the hardest job in sports, is to play quarterback at a high level at the NFL. So there's no doubt that he's got physical tools that you love. Plenty of guys have had that. And and there are plenty of guys, as to your point, that really don't have that. Like Brock Purdy doesn't have great physical tools.
Nor does Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins doesn't have great physical tools. But there are plenty of guys that don't have great physical tools that have also played really good quarterback at the NFL level. It's wild to kind of think about how the different ways that you could go about playing this position. And then every now and then you run across guys like Mahomes that have all of it.
Yeah, look, I mean, even like, yeah, like someone like Justin Herbert is absurdly talented, right? Like, he has everything. Josh Allen, once he, and that's the thing, I just still think the Josh Allen comparison in some ways, I like that comparison better than like a Favre, for example. Now, I don't think Levis will ever be that kind of runner, but he is that kind of athlete, and he's a huge arm. And when Josh Allen came in the league, I never thought he'd be a good quarterback because he just wasn't accurate enough. He wasn't consistent enough, and he figured it out. And that's like a guy like Dak Prescott. There's a reason he went in the fourth round. He doesn't have, like, he's not this supremely talented guy, right?
Yep.
But he has figured out. Whereas, like, a Matthew Stafford has one of the greatest arms that's ever played the NFL, but no one would ever think of him as one of the all-time great quarterbacks, right?
Well, and somebody, I mean, we brought up Jameis earlier, right? Like, Jameis has plenty of talent,
yeah,
right? He's got an unbelievable amount of talent.
No doubt.
But it just never really came together,
yeah,
at the NFL level.
Exactly. You can't make that many mistakes. So, I don't know. It's I think Levis, if he's anywhere in this discussion of that mid-range, I mean, Tua's another guy in there.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, a really interesting situation with him and the contract as camp starts here.
Yeah.
If he's anywhere in that discussion and he's ahead of some of these guys, like Baker, Geno, you know, some of these guys in that range, Kyle, that means you probably have found your guy. And we haven't even talked about Richardson. And I do think that Richardson and Levis this year is going to be certainly in this division, but I think it's a kind of a parallel storyline with those two and how they both develop.
Yep. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. More of your thoughts on Will Levis coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in. Final segment of the day. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. Titans training camp beginning this week. We'll have you covered all week long here on the program. I got one texter, Joe, that says, Will Levis is Jay Cutler. Same dude. What do you make of that comparison?
Yeah. I think there's some stylistic comparisons there for sure. Jay Cutler, tremendous arm talent. Big, pretty athletic guy. Would throw the death pick sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Still, hey, in Chicago Bears lore, an all-time great.
He is, should have his jersey retired.
Yeah, just about. But, yeah, I think that's a good comparison. Someone here says if we go by what Levis thinks of himself, he'll be a top-three quarterback. Wow, that's a little rough there. I don't think that Levis – I don't know, man. Some people just don't like the kid, and that's their right, but I don't think Levis comes off arrogant.
I would love to know,
like,
what has he done since he's been in the NFL? What has he done that makes you not like him? Like, I don't really understand. Like, what's he done?
And you're a Vols fan.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the Tennessee Kentucky
stuff. You should be offended by every word he says.
Yeah. Like, I understand the Tennessee Kentucky stuff, but, like, at some point you get over that, don't you? And
yeah, I don't get it. I really don't get it. Based on, like you said, okay, I mean, if it bothers you to see him put the mayo in the coffee or something, okay, well, that's fine. Or the banana was pretty gross. Actually, they're both kind of gross. But that doesn't mean he's cocky, right? Just means he makes some interesting culinary choices.
Yeah. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Adam in Portland. Adam, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
What's up, bud? Hey, I'm so happy football's here. So I don't think Levis is Cutler, because Cutler was unlikable. Like he was to the point where it was like, he's so good, so you have to tolerate him. But he was incredibly unlikable. I don't think his family liked him. But Levis is different. Levis is just quirky, man. Like he's weird, but weird is good. I've never seen weird as a bad thing. Unlikable, that's Cutler, dude. Like he was like unapologetically unlikable. So no, I don't put those two on the same level at all, dude.
Thanks for calling.
We weren't even talking about that.
Yeah, or just the physical part of it. But
there is some Cutler was unlikable.
There's no doubt.
Even by Bears fans. I yelling at teammates as a quarterback can be a good thing. I mean, when Brady does it, oh, look at the leadership. Just a genius the way he yells at people.
Here we go.
Peyton Manning did the same thing. Peyton Manning would get after people sometimes. It'd be like.
The mic'd up clip of Peyton Manning and Jeff Saturday getting into it is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
That is very good. So there was Cutler at times. He definitely had some sideline stuff and all that. Levis will have those. Levis yelled at DeAndre Hopkins as a rookie. So.
Which floored me when it happened.
Yeah.
And then I kind of loved it.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, Hopkins didn't seem to be upset by it.
No. Hopkins, I believed him after the game. He was like, I mean, he was kind of like impressed too. Like, okay, let's go. So, but that's the thing. If your performance has to validate that. Your performance has to make you like give you the pass to do that. Like, right?
You can't be Charlie Whitehurst out there just yelling at everybody.
Right. So if he's good, then I think that'll definitely continue. I think either way, I think he's intense in games, and so you'll see that intensity on the sidelines. But yeah, when it comes to getting after people. You got to play well, too. But, yeah, we were just talking about stylistically with Cutler. I think that's pretty good. And, honestly, if you're a Titans fan right now, I mean, Cutler, you know, his career wasn't great.
Yeah.
But he did have some very good years in the NFL, some very productive years.
I mean, of that draft class, he's pretty good. I mean, better than Leinart, better than Vince.
Yeah, that's right.
Turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah, so that could be a parallel, too.
Yeah, like – The personality stuff, I'm not worried about that about Levis anymore. Matter of fact, based on what I've seen, I kind of like the personality. You know, I like the approach. I think he's going to do everything he can possibly do to maximize what he is from an approach standpoint, from a preparedness standpoint. I think he's going to do everything he can possibly do to maximize what he is. And look, maybe Joe, at the end of the day, he's not good enough. I don't know. Like I'm not closing. That could be a possibility that we get through three quarters of this season, and one conversation we're having on the show is, yeah, guys, I don't think Will Levis is very good. Like, that could happen this year. But I don't think it's going to be from a lack of work that gets put in and a preparedness and all that stuff.
No way. That will not be the reason. God, I'm looking at Cutler. First year in Chicago, he throws for 3,700, 27 TDs, 61%, 27 TDs, and 26 interceptions. My goodness, did he throw some picks.
A lot of turnovers.
Oh,
it's
man,
not Jameis, but it's pretty close.
He ended up in his career with 227 TDs and 160 picks. That is ample. That's
a great ratio.
Someone is going to catch the freaking ball when he puts it in the air.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't want that aspect if you're a Levis fan. What's that?
Jameis that one year had 30 picks, 33 touchdowns, 30 picks. That's a heck of a year.
So positive ratio. Just saying.
It is. He has 141 career touchdown passes, 99 picks.
Okay, that's a similar ratio to Cutler.
Hey, it's fun. That's fun though. Anytime you drop back, you never know what's going to happen with those guys.
Oh yeah, and that's what you don't want people to be saying if you're a Titans fan about Will Levis after this year.
It's right? Like, wow, we know somebody's catching the ball when he drops
something.
Back. We don't know
exciting.
Who it's going to be.
Something exciting is going to happen. I could get into this more. I want to real quick with Corey Curtis. I'll probably argue with him again. You know, Michael Jordan carved up a lot of people, and he's great. But there's a lot of people who could guard him in today's NBA as compared to the former NBA. I'm just saying.
Just get your last Jordan shot in.
I'm not taking a shot at Jordan, but Corey's saying he'd come in and just score 40 a game. I mean, let's take a
shot at Brady this segment, his leadership style. Now get one in on Jordan.
Brady was a great leader. I'm just saying he does things and then other people do it, and it's bad. But when he does it, it's good.
Hey, we're that much closer to seeing him call a football game, too. That'll be fun.
I am looking forward to it too. He's got a, I mean, he's got a high bar, honestly, with Greg. He does.
The ceiling is the roof.
That does it for us today. Chase and Big Joe up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.